A pilot program at Ohio State University called Move to Prosper is showing some positive results in its second year. The effort is aimed at improving the lives of female-headed households through better housing, stable jobs, and life coaching. With me to talk about that is Ohio State Professor Jason Reese of the City and Regional Planning Program at the Knowlton School of Architecture. He's also lead researcher of Move to Prosper. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure.
The pilot program includes 10 women, each with several children. They have a low income, only up to $33,000 a year. How are they doing today?
They're doing better across several dimensions of quality of life, ranging from employment to their kids' educational outcomes, but most importantly, in relation to health, primarily mental health.
What do you think is working?
A lot of the women prior to joining the program, they were housing stressed. They were in unsafe housing, and they were also, in many cases, many of them were in neighborhoods that they did not feel were safe for their kids. So the alleviation of those real profound stressors produced very substantial mental health benefits, which set the stage for a lot of the other benefits that we're seeing today.
Where are the housing units?
So the units are spread out in throughout Central Ohio. Some are in the Gahanna area. Some are up near Hilliard, Dublin, Lewis Center.
How do safer neighborhoods help?
I think it is a great example of the profound and multiple benefits of people being able to better their circumstances in life when they're in a safe neighborhood and when they're in safe housing that they can afford. You know, we have a huge affordable housing challenge here in Central Ohio. It's going to take a variety of different strategies to address that issue. And this is probably just one.
As I mentioned, life coaches are helping to reduce chronic stress. How is that working out?
So the coaching has been very instrumental in helping, you know, provide that social support and also at the same time accountability. So that moms work with the coaches to set goals pertaining to different aspects of life that they're really invested in trying to achieve. And the coaches are there to help from a technical standpoint, but also to help from, you know, just having that partner and cheering you on, as well as holding you responsible for the goals that you're seeking to achieve.
As we're all dealing with the coronavirus pandemic, how is that affecting the women in your program?
We do have some participants that have, and we're still assessing this data, that have been economically impacted, at least some short-term layoffs and things of that nature. And of course, schooling from home adds a whole, you know, trying to work from home as well as assist with virtual learning for their kids has added a certain degree of stress also. So we're monitoring that. And because we've been working with these families for over 2 years, we feel like we need to, you know, look at how the coronavirus issues are affecting them, because I think that's going to be very telling to get us to help us understand how it's going to affect families very broadly across our community.
Why do you think this program is so important?
This program is unique in that we're providing 3 years of housing and coaching support with the goal of kind of seeing incremental improvement over those 3 years so that the families are able to, you know, either stay in their current units and afford those because of increase in earnings, or to be set up to look into home ownership.
I've been talking with Jason Reese, Ohio State professor working on the Move to Prosper pilot program for single moms and their children. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, my pleasure. Great to talk to you.